Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, way we go. Welcome to show number 3,260. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, DJ Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, this is a random question. Your guess is as good as my categories. Today, we honor the air fryer with the best salad dressings and the best salad ingredients. We will play Profile This. Plus, in lines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with 10.
Click, clack, triggity, done.
All right, here we go. A woman filmed masturbating in China in an IKEA, and she goes viral for masturbating in an IKEA. In England, a burglar is busted after his butt trumpet smelled like diarrhea. Hard to rhyme with IKEA.
Well done.
Thank you. 10-story hotel in Athens, Greece, told to take off the top two floors. Montana man busted with a drug-free t-shirt on, and he's single, ladies, and all yours. And a postal carrier in Ohio works through rain, snow, sleet, and hail, but really likes the snow. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, everyone is having their own experience with the coronavirus pandemic. Some people are becoming resourceful, while others are losing their ever-loving minds. Take a man from Connecticut, for example. Now, he was booted out of a McDonald's for having no face mask. So he threw a rock through the window. Then he went to Walmart and stole women's underwear. Like I said, some people are just losing their minds. It's what happens. He's not alone. There's a woman in Michigan. She was arrested for slashing her boyfriend's car tires. But that was after she connected a frying pan to his head. That's right. Smacked him upside the head with a frying pan. Yeah, he was damaged goods. But then there's those people that are using their extra time to be equally as crazy, but on a more enjoyable way. Take a pair of guys in Idaho. They have officially entered the Guinness World Record books after establishing the most ping pong balls caught in shaving cream on the head in 30 seconds. In case you're wondering, these same guys, they also own the world record for the number of wet sponges to hit someone in the face in 30 seconds.
Any idea how many that would be? Any guesses?
30. Just one person throwing them?
There are two people involved, one person throwing them, one person sitting in a chair. You get 30 seconds, the most number of wet sponges.
I'll say 105.
Oh, wow. Come on, man. No, 42.
Oh, 42. Ooh, yeah.
42. But they have started doing these things as they've been locked down because they started losing their minds. And in the end, this is what happens. And these are the kinds of stories we see, and these are the kinds of stories that leave us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story with us, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Home to toes, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3260. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again we whip out your random question. 844-999-OLA. Before we get to our random question, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. There have been now at least 1,337 cases of coronavirus in the United States and approximately 79,825 deaths. That is according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University as of this morning. Today, 7,750 new cases and 297 deaths were reported. Now, in Washington, D.C., the coronavirus has reached the offices of the White House with two staff members having tested positive. Three top health officials began to quarantine themselves over the weekend. That would include Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said he had contact with an infected staff member. A memo went out to the White House staffers today saying it is now requiring all staffers entering the West Wing and working in the White House to wear a face covering with the exception of the president and the vice president. Here at home in Washington, there have been 931 deaths among 16,800 overall cases. Today, King County did receive the first of two shipments of hand sanitizer from South Korea. In total, 115,000 bottles will be sent to hospitals, first responders, long-term care facilities who need it. Now, as far as travel goes, if you need to do that, SeaTac Airport will require cloth face coverings for all travelers and everyone else starting on May 18th. That includes passengers, visitors, workers, port employees at SeaTac International Airport. If you're down in Tacoma, the T-Town Family 4th of July Festival, that's over. It's been postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Community-wide event may be planned for later in the summer, but yeah, no T-Town Family 4th. A couple sports notes, in case you're curious. And as we said, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he is in quarantine before that. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said the virus will make the decision for us in response to a question on whether or not the NFL should expect to play out any of their 2020 season. He was doing an interview with NBCSports.com and said all players will need to be tested multiple times a week and understand that star players could be forced to quarantine for 14 days, possibly missing two game weeks with a COVID-19 positive test result.
It's an hour.
Yeah. Now, maybe Major League Baseball. Owners did give the go-ahead today to make a proposal to the players' union that could lead to coronavirus delayed season starting around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks without fans.
Well, then you have something to do in T-Town.
Yeah. A plan that also envisioned expanding the designated hitter to the National League for 2020, which is going to absolutely make Bob Costas lose his freaking mind.
The year Bob Costas melts down.
I mean, just real quick.
Not another thing. Right. What?
It just seems like an odd time to be like, oh, yeah, National League. By the way, you got the designated hitter.
Purity of baseball.
Hey, this is the time to do it.
Bob, just slide it in.
What do you bitch about now? Each team would play about 82 regular season games against opponents in its own division, plus interleague matchups limited to AL East versus NL East, AL Central, and NL. Basically, what they're going to try to do is avoid as much travel as possible.
Yes.
So keep those matchups, you know.
They're trying to avoid the things that they've told all of us to try to avoid.
Right. The Mariners are not playing the Mets. I'll give you an idea how that's working out, all right? Nobody from across the country is playing each other if they don't have to.
Well, the good news is the Padres could still open up the stadium. No one goes anywhere.
Yeah. It's very similar to what they're used to.
They were ahead of their time. Like, they practiced social distancing in San Diego, the Padres game.
They did.
And I should also point out that over the weekend, repeat of what, Dark Knight Rises was on. So I catch, like, the last 30 minutes, right? That's where all the good stuff is. And there's Bane. And I'm looking at Bane, and I'm ahead of his time.
Bane is?
He already had the face mask.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, when all this goes on, it's like, well, I'll tell you right now, man, this does not bother me.
So there you go. As we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, there is the latest we had. All right, let's move on to the random question and do this. 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, random, Jason. Random, welcome random, to the men's random, room.
Random. Jason, welcome to the program, the random question. Okay, Jason. Let's go with this one here. Maybe you can answer this one.
I assume you said thank you, but where your phone broke up.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Who do you know in your circle, your friends, your family, maybe just someone you went to school with? Who do you know who's had at least their, quote, 5 minutes of fame?
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping a question like this would come up.
Hey, man, we are here to deliver dreams. We're like Disney. Now that Disney's closed down, you come here for all your dreams.
I'm kind of a mind reader.
Okay, are you guys ready to hear my epic murder story?
Hang on. Wait.
Murder? Okay. Is this safe for the air, or is it going to get you in trouble?
It should be safe for the air.
I haven't killed him yet.
Yeah. All right, give us your murder story.
Do you guys want the Martin Scorsese version or the Tarantino version? One just being a long story. The other one being a long story, but you guys kind of get the end result up front, and we just kind of get up to it that way.
Yeah, let's do
Which
that.
Which one do you guys want?
We'll do the second one. The quick one, the guy version.
All right. Miles, you'll like this because I'm not going to say long story short because this is a long story.
You just refused to tell us.
Did we just ask you to tell the short story version of it?
Nah, it's a long story. Miles, you'll like this. Or
I bet I'll like this. You know what I know? I'll know if I like it when you start telling it.
Fair enough.
All right, let's do that. Yeah,
my dad is serving 16 to life in prison right now for second-degree murder and obstruction of justice. We're going to fly back to circa 2007. I'm in Iraq, coming back from patrol, and it is a standard patrol. But my squad leader, as we're going back, says, "Hey, Jason, we need to go back to the top, and we're going to debrief something." I'm like, "Okay, this is a little weird. You know, we don't usually debrief, especially not someone of my rank." But my squad leader takes me or walks back to 10, like, okay, for some reason, I'm the one that needs to be debriefed, or I need to do the debriefing. He's bringing me along. He's asking me these questions. He's like, "Hey, how do you get along with your dad?" And, you know, he's like, "I do all right." He's like, "How do you get along with your mom?" Like, "I get along with her all right." And he's like, "Hey, which one do you like better?" I'm like, "I don't know. They're all pretty all right people, I guess." except for my racist mom. He's bringing me back to the talk, and I get in there, and first sergeant standing there, he's like, "Hey, Jason, come step into the commander's office." And we're like, "Okay, this is weird that I'm addressed specifically." And I go in there, and there's the commander and the chaplain. And every veteran that can hear this right now knows exactly what's happening when the first sergeant, the CO, and the chaplain are in the room at the same time, and they bring someone in. Let's hear it, veterans. Yep, somebody died. So they're in there, and the chaplain's like, "Jason, have a seat." I'm like, and I already knew what was happening, so I'm like, "Okay, just spill it. Who died?" Yes. And they're like, "Your mom was killed in a hit and run." And I'm like, "Ah, son of a bee." And they're like, "You've been approved for emergency leave, and we're going to get you on the first flight out of here." I'm like, "All right, great. Give me a second. Cool, let's get out of here." My squad leader then escorts me back to the tent. He's like, "Pack up, you know, two sets of civvies or whatever civvies you got. Lock everything away in your locker. Store your weapon in the talk or whatever. Get ready to go." They're like, "Okay, great." So I hop on the...
Hey, Jason! For the sake of time, let's assume that you got on a plane and you flew home. Then what happened?
Sure. Okay.
So you made it to the United States. You're back, and then what happens?
I get back and I contacted my my then wife, and she said, "Hey, me and your dad are gonna pick you up from the airport."
Okay, okay. Then you get home. Then you get home. I don't need to know who, how you got from like one point to the
look,
other.
Look, man.
We need to know.
Just what happened?
What happened?
Listen, we know if you're in Iraq, they put your ass on a plane and flew you back. And we know somebody probably picked your ass up at the airport. We're not being mean, man. We just want to get to the meaty part.
All right, so why, is your,
murder
why is your dad in jail? Let's go there.
So, my dad is in prison for second-degree murder. So, I get to the airport, and I call up my then-wife, and... I say, and I was expecting my dad and my ex-wife and my then-wife to be there, and no one's at the airport to pick me up. I'm like, "Oh, this is weird." So I call up my then-wife, and I'm like, "Hey, where are you guys at?" And she said, "Hey, your dad's been brought in for questioning, and they're taking him." I'm like, "Okay, who's picking me up?" Because she was in town from out of state. And she's like, "Oh, your mom is going to come pick you up." And I'm like, "Hold the F up. My mom is coming to pick me up." And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Wait, then who's dead?" And she's like, "Your stepmom, Pat." I'm like, "Oh, son of a bee. Okay, well, this is, okay, sweet. Not my mom that's dead, but, you know, my stepmom is dead. Okay." And then...
Sweet.
I mean, I guess it's better than your mom. I'm going to guess that your dad killed your stepmother.
That's correct. Now, my mom comes and picks me up, and...
Sweet.
...car, and she's like, "Oh, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I guess all right." And she's like, "Well, then I guess you heard about me." And I'm like, "Nope, up until about 10 minutes ago, I thought you were dead." And she's like, "Oh, seriously?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm tracking everything that you're dead and not Pat." So she's like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Well, go ahead and spill it on me with your news." And she's like, "Well, I got breast cancer." And I'm like, "Ah, son of a bitch."
Son of a bee.
So she's like, "Yeah," and then we talked about that and talking about treatment options. We get back to the house, and we're kind of talking about, you know, whatever and everything that's gone on. We have a family huddle. And we're all
The reason why I asked two of you, know that 5 minutes
hate
of
everyone.
Fame.
I just, of all the people, could have... All right, look. There's a few things that I believe to be absolutely true in life. We've established a few of those. A grown man with pigtails, he can get you drugs. A grown man on a one-speed bike has drugs on him. Puppies and babies are cute by default. A story about murder should be interesting.
That's the first time.
In my life, or someone said, "Hey, man, I'm going to tell you a story about a murder. It even involves an immediate family member." 2 minutes in, I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. And that is amazing.
I did save some time with crossing the Atlantic there pretty quick. That was at least 5 minutes we saved in our life.
Well, they did the three dings, the ding, 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 and the flight.
There was a layover in Lisbon, and then there was a 3-hour layover there. So then they went sightseeing.
And I don't know if you've had the mints in Lisbon.
Have you ever
But they were pretty good.
And a jump seat. That was to Greenland. Anyway.
And the person who sat in the seat before me obviously was bigger because when I fasted, like, nobody can tell us about the murder.
Steve's turned into me.
And now, listen. Because it's a murder story. And then he said, do you want Scorsese or do you want Tarantino? Do not insult either of those directors again.
Okay. Well, the question initially, how we got there.
Tarantino.
No, it was not.
Was who do you know who had 5 minutes of fame? All right. And look.
Damn it. I forgot that was the point of the question.
That was the question.
I had no idea.
No.
Maybe his dad's famous
I have forgotten what today's show is. Like, I tried my best. Seriously. I'm listening to this guy, and I'm sure he's very nice, and all I can think to myself, wait, son of a bee, he's going on about something else again.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we get to this point, I'm like, oh, God, that's right. This was a random question.
Do you guys, a lot of people passed on over the weekend, of course. We'll get to some of those coming up here. But do you guys remember Paul Vasquez?
I don't.
Paul was the burly mountain man whose awestruck reaction upon seeing a double rainbow propelled him to internet stardom.
Double rainbow guy.
He's dead. He was 57 years old. Geez. Passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
He called himself Yosemite Bear on social media. He died in a hospital emergency room. Cause of death has not been released, but he had recently posted on his Instagram page that he had gone in to get tested for COVID-19.
Jesus.
And learn about something else. But that has not been updated as far as what his official cause of death was. But he was in there, and then he died a couple days later.
Double rainbow guy.
So do the math on that. 46 million views is what he got on his video. The 3-minute video, he repeatedly said, whoa, laughed and then cried as he marveled at the sight of the not one but two rainbows. It's a double rainbow all the way across the sky. What does it all mean? Kimmel picked it up, everybody else. He became double rainbow guy, so he went on everywhere. And he was known as a cannabis grower and user.
You don't say.
He said he was not high when he shot the video.
He says that.
I think he's always just got that whole stoner thing. But there's no way he doesn't even get high when he's high. That's just him. In a 2015 interview with CNN, he said he was working as a Los Angeles County firefighter before moving in the 80s, where he worked odd jobs and lived alone in a trailer park close to Yosemite National Park. You can't look at a rainbow anymore and not think about me, he said, adding, he passed on at the age of 57 years old.
By the way, Miles.
That's why we asked that question, yes.
Thank you for refreshing us why you put us into that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm blaming that on you. A lot of people, oddly, seem very, 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 very happy that the monster showed up.
Okay. I thought they were going to be mad at us for cutting it.
Oh, no. There is the one negative sentiment toward us is that we did not open the door for the monster earlier. But they were quite glad to do it. Dude, trust
me.
It was almost like a chant. It was just like, monster. But I like, based on that guy's call, I think that this one comment here sums it all up perfectly. Looks like this won't be a repeat show.
It will be.
Oh, no. We owe you better than that.
No. We're going to do this. We're going to play that. Hello. We should actually do that. Here's all the worst of the year.
You know what, man? Yeah.
Maybe that'd be more entertaining.
Mike, can you flag that for the end of the year?
Flag all the bad stuff.
It's not always fun here.
That's how we'll change it up this year, since it's going to be a crap year anyway, right? It's already started off like ass. We might as well just have the worst of the year.
This happens too.
Right? Oh, my goodness. And then we get to hear you get upset.
In fact, we'll call that segment, and then this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Phoenix. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Phoenix, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, let's see here. What do we got for you? All right. How about this one? Phoenix, in your life, who is the hardest person to find to do something for you? In other words, I don't know. Maybe you need some trees cut in your yard or someone to cut your hair that you trust or, I don't know, you know what I mean? Maybe a good doctor or a dentist that you go to or a counselor or a psychiatrist. Right. Whatever it is, what do you have a hard time finding, professionally speaking, to do a good job for you?
I'd have to say probably making food. Like, I worked at a restaurant here in town, that one place. And I wasn't there too long, and one time I got so many complaints, which wasn't that great. One time our food came back, and the guy wanted the steak medium well, and I made it medium rare, and then I made, and then he decided he wanted medium rare after I remade it to medium well. And
you can't do that.
He sent it back, and I was like, I just. And then by that time, it was like by the management and stuff. I just decided to walk out.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, yeah. Okay, so cooking's not for you.
Yeah,
cooking's
okay.
not for you. It's all right, man. Mm-hmm. We've all got our strength, obviously.
Yeah. That is.
I'll tell you this right now.
It's a crazy one. Send it. Cook it longer. Cook it less.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen much, but when it does happen, it's so frustrating. Like, you understand mm-hmm. I can't reverse cook this.
And right? depending on where you live, like, and what your situation is, I do remember that when I finally found a babysitter that I could trust,
mm-hmm.
let's assume that this girl...
Trust or could count on to show up when you needed them.
And was, well, you know, just like, hey, is Friday night okay, whatever? Yes. And would show up and would stay and, you know, that whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. Let's assume that she wanted $10 an hour, whatever it was. I gave her like $150 an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, please come back! Reason we asked, what is the hardest business service person to find? A new survey asked people which businesses gave them the biggest challenge in finding someone that they trusted. And a hard person to find.
Okay.
Hairdresser is number one, or barber. Someone right. did you trust to cut your hair, followed right. by doctor, dentist, pet groomer, tattoo artist, any kind of yep. pet daycare, kennel service, babysitter, and a nail technician. Those are the ones that people have a hard time finding.
That all makes sense, though.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the Men's
random,
Room.
Random,
buenos dias, amigos.
Hola.
Don, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Can I ask you something? Because my wife came out and I missed it. Did Jason's dad talk his stepmom to death?
Oh, that is a great point.
Wow.
I don't know.
We got murder jokes.
Yeah, we do. All right. Jesus, John. Okay.
People are still commenting. I mean, look, if nothing else, just understand one thing. It was not the most riveting tale that we've all had to endure, but it made quite the impact. People are still going on about
love
that, dude.
All right, Don, let's go with this one. Where did you get kicked out of, and why did you get kicked out?
Oh, geez. Well, they wanted to throw me out of public high school because after going through 8 years of parochial school and with my last name, which I won't mention on the air, I got in a lot of fights. And, you know, back then we still had a dean of boys and they were going to throw me out of high school. And I said, hey, no problem. I'll just go to continuation, take the GED, and I'll be in college at 16.
I'm going to guess, Don, your last name is Enos.
No, I wish it was that easy.
All right. Ocklucker.
Yeah, if you say that I got into a lot of fights simply based on my
Crash
last name, yeah, I'm trying to think what exactly. Shuck, you know what I
mean? Ruther Knucker.
I'm just all the possibilities.
Well, okay. Have you ever heard of the publishers J.B. Lippincott?
I have not, but I can already see why your life.
Yeah. Okay. My first wife wanted to name our son Benjamin.
Oh, God.
Go with that.
All right. Good time. But as an adult.
Wait, let me ask you something. So you said your first wife, are you married again?
Yes, I am, sir.
Did you have to convince these women to take your last name? Were they like, hey, I'll marry you, but there's no way I'm going to be Mrs. Lippincott?
I was actually shocked. But no, they both took my last name.
Okay, very good.
Wow. Hey,
so, Don, you never got kicked out of anything as an adult?
Oh, I've been thrown out of a lot of bars. But
okay, well, that counts.
That counts.
Yeah, yeah, but it's different.
It's because, a badge of honor.
But once we become adults, we call it thrown out. Mm-hmm. Right? When we're kids, we still call it kicked out. Like, I've been thrown out of a whole lot.
Steve and I got kicked out of a bar in Fremont.
We were thrown out of
about
that.
A decade ago. And we thought, I can't remember, somebody was playing there that we knew. There was some reason to go back and check out a band.
10 years.
We walk in there, and the manager comes up, and he goes, hey, aren't you guys not supposed to be in here? I swear to God, it was a decade.
This was within 2 minutes of us walking in.
Decade.
Yeah.
A decade later.
We walked in the door, and this dude walked
surely the staff has changed.
Right.
Different manager, different something.
It's a good thing you guys never mentioned it, so I'm sure they weren't aware of it.
No, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Hey. Hey, we stopped mentioning it about 5 years after.
Right.
So he had a good 5-year window to forget.
At least I can still go in and get bacon fried rice.
I cannot do that.
Yes, I can. I got that going for me.
Okay, well, at that one place,
I can sing my way and get some bacon fried rice.
I cannot. I personally can never go back into that place.
Okay.
They made that very clear that evening.
What? Why do we ask? Where did you get kicked out of? A man who'd been kicked out of a McDonald's restaurant for having no face mask. Threw a rock through a window, stole some underwear from a Walmart, then surrendered when police threatened to set a dog on him. Jason DiDario was charged with criminal mischief and breach of peace. DiDario was asked to leave the McDonald's in Brooklyn, Connecticut last week for failing to comply with a statewide order to wear a mask into business. So he just wasn't wearing the mask. Well, then DiDario threw the rock and then went into the Walmart where he stole not one, but several pairs of ladies' underwear.
Yeah.
He tried to flee, but thought better of it when a police dog met him at the entrance of the store. He is set to appear in court on June 15th.
Dude,
if you're
going
to get kicked out, that's hell waiting.
Police dogs, I mean, I don't know how it is West Coast, but on the East Coast for sure. The city of Baltimore, man, the cops get threatened to shoot you. Guys don't care. They'll shoot back. They'll run. They'll throw a rock at you. If they say, hey, brother, I'm going to open the back door and let the dog out,
mm-hmm.
everything came to an end.
Like oh, that, yeah.
People are terrified. When I had a Belgian Shepherd, and most people, myself included, always thought it was a German Shepherd. All right? And it's always the thing. So I had a German Shepherd. No, it's a Belgian Shepherd. I can't even remember what the difference is. But I'm walking through this area called
Lexington
Market, and this old brother rolls up to me and is like, young blood, that's a Belgian Shepherd. I said, man, most people think it's a German Shepherd. He said, it's a Belgian Shepherd. Because that's what the cops use as dogs. And then the riots in 1970, I hid in the dumpster. You're not making this up. I hid in the dumpster. I heard the dog's nails going tick, tick, tick on top of the dumpster. A son of a bitch pulled it open. Belgian Shepherd. I said, well, you're right.
I think you remember.
You remember.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.